As you know, those parents are multitasking at home because they're now both tutors, teachers, homework correctors, and online learning, online education has been a big part of this. We've also seen failures, Lance, when Florida rolled out their online classroom. This was, what, a week or so ago. I think it was a Monday, so a week ago. It crashed on the first day. So a lot of these systems are hybrids. You know, a conference meeting between a teacher and a classroom on Zoom is not a classroom. The issues around the technology, the various forms that exist, you know, this has all got to be figured out, including security of the system. So where do we start here? Is it technology first? Is it, you know, security or combination?
Well, I mean, it's all of those things, David. First of all, thank you again for having me on your show. But, you know, I think all the issues that you mentioned are very important ones. I mean, one of the first things, of course, is that, you know, you need to have an actual device, you know, in the hands of the parents and the child, and also have internet access. And so that is an issue for, you know, a number of parents and kids across the country. You know, there's a certain number of families across the country that don't have that type of access. So, you know, that's an equity issue that needs to be bridged. I mean, so there are efforts being done to ensure that devices get into the hands of kids. I know that a lot of charter schools, especially, are ensuring that devices get into the hands of kids. And then there are also school districts that are also trying to you know, increase the Wi-Fi accessibility by, you know, doing innovative things like putting Wi-Fi hotspots on school buses and sending them out to areas where you don't have that type of internet connection. So, you know, there are things that are being done. But also, too, then once you have that connection, then you have to have, you know, both the online curriculum available. You have to have the, you know, that teaching instructional aspect to it. And, you know, some organizations are doing better than others. And as I mentioned, you know, charter schools are actually, you know, ahead of the game, ahead of many regular public school districts. You know, when you look at, you know, who's pivoting to this online education new world that we're in, versus those who are kind of still stuck in the old, you know, kind of brick and mortar. And it's very hard for them to, you know, then make the switch.
You know, there's been a lot of waste to get where we are in the school systems. Your point about charter schools, they were already more in the innovation space, you know, in-room, classroom, out-of-classroom. Obviously, the parent-child relationship is even, you know, in broad terms, better. You add the homeschooling component of this and blends of that. But so much money was thrown into the education system and the technology improvements, including large gifts by groups like Microsoft, companies like Microsoft, the Gates Foundation, others around the country. Where did that go? Because hundreds of millions of dollars and more were put into these public school systems in the form of technology.
Yes, that's absolutely right, David. You had big rollouts, very highly publicized rollouts of Chromebooks and other types of technology devices being sent out to kids. You know, and I mean, for example, down in Los Angeles, Unified, one of the largest school districts in the country, you know, several years ago, there was a highly publicized rollout of Chromebooks for all the students. One of the problems, though, is that, you know, when in the aftermath of those rollouts, what you saw was those kids and those devices weren't properly supported by either the school or especially the teachers. And that's, I think, one of the weak links that we see in the whole online area, especially within the regular public school system, is that you can give devices to kids, but it's the teachers who don't have the training to be able to support the kids with those devices. So they don't really understand how you can instruct the children, you know, through online curriculum, interactive software, all those types of aspects to online education. And so when you don't have that type of training and that type of support, you know, all the money that you put into the devices themselves end up actually being a waste of money, because you end up not having the best type of education you could have with those very expensive devices.